What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 2 of the Young Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Mudd, and today I want to jump straight into the content. On the last podcast I posted, I spoke about the Apple event and all their new devices and all the awesome stuff that was involved in that. I was really excited, so I really just wanted to get that up and out and to the public. So I didn't really have much time to speak on why I'm starting this podcast, who I am, what my background is. So that's what today's video is going to be all about. So let's start off with the purpose of the podcast. So I'm making this podcast for people like me. I have never owned a business. I've never started a business. I don't know what it's like to own a successful business or how I'm going to start a successful business. But that is why I'm making this. I want to bring ordinary people who are interested in business and entrepreneurship or think that they don't have the skills necessary to be a successful entrepreneur, that it is possible. I am going to be posting so much content about my business ventures and journey and show you guys the step-by-step, basically, of what I've done to start a company. I haven't started a company yet. In fact, I just started my first business venture 2 days ago. It's development on a platform that is for real estate, and we'll get a little bit more into that before. Now, I have had entrepreneurial tendencies. I just never thought I was capable to do anything with them. And in some instances, I wasn't. I either lacked capital or lacked the skill or wasn't old enough. The first thing I can remember is when I was younger, I wanted to be a professional skateboarder. I wanted to be the next Ryan Sheckler. So I would shave the graphics off of the bottom of skateboards, take the grip tape off, and I would put new grip tape on, and I would try to customize the decks on the bottom, the graphic, and I would try to skate with those. I mean, I was never a very good skater, and that is why no one in the skate world has ever heard of me. That ended pretty quickly. The next thing I was interested in was when I was about 11. I went on a trip to Hawaii, and I really fell in love with the surf culture, and I wanted to start a company called Shibby Surf Co. We're going to be a surf, skate, and snow company, and we were going to dominate, but I was 11. I had no experience. I had no one who could help me. I had no money, and I was 11. So it was always just a dream to me. And then my freshman through junior year of high school, I really was in love with fashion. I was going to be the next big American brand in the fashion industry. I was going to be the next Ralph Lauren. I was going to be the next Brooks Brothers. I was going to change the game. I sat for 3 years watching documentaries on fashion and bespoke tailoring, ripping up suit coats and blazers and trying to deconstruct pants, even trying to make pants from scratch. I would walk in 115-degree weather to the fabric store and buy fabric and walk back home and try to put pants together. I never put a successful pair of pants together. I put pants together that looked like pants. You wouldn't want to wear them outside, trust me. In my junior year of high school, I was in Barnes & Noble, and I came across Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal, and I'd always been interested in it. I'm not much of a reader. I've never been. But something just interested me so much about this book. I'd heard about it, so I was like, you know, I'll get it. I had like $25. The book was like $15 or $20. And so I bought the book, and I was so excited. I started reading it the next day, and I absolutely fell in love with it. He made me feel like I was developing these properties. I highlighted the book. I annotated it, wrote all over it. And I still look back to it, and I want to reread it just because it's been a little bit. But that is where my love for real estate came from. Donald Trump's Art of the Deal absolutely changed my life. Despite your political affiliations, it is an amazing read. I highly recommend anyone to read it. I don't believe in hovering over books and getting information strictly from books, but this is one I'd read. Even go listen to the Audible version. I'm sure they have it. And I think you can actually find it for free on YouTube to listen to. Don't tell anyone I told you that. So Donald Trump started the deal is where my real estate passion started. I fell in love with the development side of real estate. I wanted to be a real estate developer. I called every real estate, I called and emailed almost every big real estate developer in Phoenix, and really Arizona in general. I never really heard from anyone because I was a 17-year-old who had no experience, no credentials. I hadn't graduated high school, and so I don't really know what my intentions were. I needed that callback. I needed someone to call me, and I never got it. So I was like, maybe development isn't the place to start off. So I was like, I'm going to start off as a real estate agent. I was 17, so I had to wait until I turned 18 to do it all. And I'm only 18 and a half now. I'm 18 years and 7 months old. So I'm in my freshman year of college, so I'm not that much older. It's only been about a year and a half. So I start taking real estate classes and just hit some roadblocks, some personal things that went on with family and whatnot. And so I had to put real estate on the sideline. Now, my passion didn't go away. I just wasn't able to continue my real estate education at that point. I picked it back up, and I'm in the process of getting my real estate license. And since then, I have fallen in love with real estate investment. Grant Cardone and Graham Stephan completely changed my thought, my life, and really got me into the real estate investment part of real estate. So one of my end goals is to be a real estate investor and developer. That is a goal of mine. It's a little bit further down the road, but it's a goal of mine. I want to own commercial property and develop commercial property. I've never really seen myself as developing homes, but recently I've gotten into real estate wholesaling, so flipping homes. And that is something I think would be great for someone who wants to get into the development world. You're not developing the property, but you're fixing up the inside, tearing a wall down here. And what I'm looking for in a property as of right now is cosmetic stuff. New floor, new paint, new cabinets, new counters, some landscaping. That's like all I'm really looking for. But it will help me leap into that real estate development kind of aspect. I know it's not developing, but it's overseeing a real estate project. So I think that'll be really beneficial for me. And I'm hoping to get one of those done before the end of the year. Before the end of the year. Let's shoot for that. That's one of my goals. I want to flip a home before the end of the year successfully. Now, that concludes the real estate development and investment aspect. Now, let's start talking about this platform I mentioned earlier. I really fell in love with entrepreneurship when my sister, let's give some background on myself. I am adopted from a country called Ukraine. I was 14 months old, and I moved to Phoenix, Arizona with my family. Great family, supportive, absolutely awesome. Now, I have an older sister who was adopted from Ukraine as well. And when she was about 21, 22, something like that, probably 21, 22, 23, in that range, she moved back to Ukraine. And I didn't really hear from her. We didn't really stay in touch too much. She stayed in touch with the family. My dad and she were very close. And I didn't hear much from her. But she was okay. I didn't know much about her job. Now, she moved back home about a year ago, almost a year ago exactly, and I learned that she did business development, and I was absolutely fascinated. I was like, finally, someone in my family who understands business, who does business, she knows how they run, she knows how to operate them. I had never had anyone in my family who ran a business before. I had some distant family who owned an ice cream shop, but nothing other than that. My dad rented out a house that he owned from a previous marriage, and that's really all. No real business type stuff going on. So I was ecstatic, and she really brought in my mindset and my knowledge and really helped me expand what I thought of business and what my limitations and goals were. And she absolutely changed the game for me and really got me into the startup world. I never really thought of a startup company before she had come. I'd thought of companies, but I didn't really know how they ran. I didn't know how they started. I didn't know a lick about venture capital or about how to develop a website or what an MVP was or any of this, and she changed it for me. She really helped me focus down on my ideas and what I wanted to do and change things for me. So she moved back to Ukraine a couple months ago, but she really impacted me in the six-month period that she was here, and I absolutely loved it. So that got me into the startup world. So I am currently starting a company. It's a website platform for real estate agents with hopes to cut the real estate transaction time in half. If not half, then at least by a fourth. That is my hope. And one of my goals is in the next 3 to 5 years is to have my platform be a part of at least 20% of sales in Arizona. I want to start off in Arizona and expand from there. Arizona, the city of Phoenix, is the sixth largest metropolitan city in the country. The real estate market is doing well, and I know the area. So it's local, and it just works out perfectly. So my apologies. So that is one of my goals. In 3 to 5 years, I want to be a part of 20% of all the real estate transactions in Arizona, and then I want to expand from there. So the MVP for my platform just started being made 2 days ago. By Saturday or Sunday, I should have the mock-ups of the website, and I'm going to have 3 mock-ups made. I outsourced it to a guy who lives in Boston. He seems like he really knows what he's doing. He really understood my vision, and he just seems great. And he will be giving me weekly updates on the development side of the business. And so in turn, I will be giving you guys weekly updates on my side of the business and his side of the development. So I hope you guys come back and check that out because it's going to be really interesting. I've never run a business before. I've never done something like this. I was always too scared to take the leap into business, and I finally did it. It was the biggest thing in my life recently that I've done. Now, people spend so much time talking about how they're going to start a business or that they're going to be really wealthy and they're going to become an entrepreneur, and they never actually do it. Some people go their whole lives and they never do anything entrepreneurial in their life, but they spent their whole life talking about it. So I didn't want to be one of those people. I was finally in a position where I had the capital and where I had the mindset to do it. And so I took a leap of faith and I did it. I really believe in my platform, and I believe it can really change how the real estate transaction is done. And I'm really excited to see where that goes, and I'm excited for you guys to come along on the journey with me. So that is going to be one of the main parts of this podcast, these weekly updates about the business and the platform. I'm not going to go too much into the actual meat of the platform just because I don't want to be giving away the idea for obvious reasons, but that is one of the big sectors of this podcast. So I really just wanted to tell you guys about where my passions came from, where my love for business came from, a little bit of a background on myself, and just let you guys know what this podcast is going to be about. I really just want everyone to know at the end of this video that you could be 17 or you could be 70, and you can always, always do what you love. Follow your passions. If you have a drive to do something, do it. The hardest part of doing anything is starting. And the worry of failure and the worry that you won't succeed should not be there, because I don't know if it makes you feel any better, but I'm pretty sure, what are the statistics? 3 entrepreneurs fail 3 to 4 times before they ever are successful at a business. I believe that's a statistic. 3 to 4 times, I believe. I don't want to say 5 to 7, but that's popping up in my mind for some reason. Anyways, you're not always going to win the first time. You don't win every match. But Through trial and error, you will grow every time. I know I will grow through trial and error in this company, but I will do everything I can to make a successful company and to make an impact that I believe can change how real estate works. I just really am passionate about this, and I hope you guys are interested, and I hope you guys come along on the journey. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you guys subscribe to the podcast and get updates every time I post. I am so excited for this, and I'm so excited for you guys to come along on the journey, and I can't wait to see what happens. And in 3 to 4 months, I should have an MVP out that I can show all of you guys, and I'm just really excited. So thank you guys for listening, and please like the video, subscribe. I think that's what you do in a podcast. And please share it with anyone who you think will be interested. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys in episode 3 of the podcast. And that's that. So see you guys next time.